When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Start, bench, cut.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where the hell that came from. Back here on 96.5 The Fan on a Tuesday. Taco Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo Tuesday, Friendship Tuesday, 913-586-7965. Send in your start bench cut. Vesco wants to know. I'm going to ask you guys this again, and damn it, I'm getting serious. I need you guys to be serious. Start bench cut your home run leaders at the end of the season for the Kansas City Royals. Cags, Carter, Sal.
Sal, Cags, Carter.
Okay.
Carter, Cags, Sal.
Okay. Taco Tuesday. Cinco de Mayo. Tacos, burritos, enchiladas.
I was asking some people over the weekend. I asked my nephew, taco, taquito, burrito, or chimichanga?
I don't like the chimmy.
I don't either.
It's a fried burrito. And it's like hard on the edge.
Yeah, and a taquito is basically a small fried taco.
Well, I mean, a taquito, though.
I'll take that back.
Taquitos. Yeah, they're good. Money, dude.
It's all the same. That's why, like, Mexican restaurants, man, that's the best business. It's the best business model. Three ingredients and everything. So I'm going to start the taco. I will bench the enchilada and I will cut the burrito. Now, the enchilada is interesting because I've got a friend of mine who lives in Texas who tells me the way to judge the quality of a Mexican restaurant is based on their enchiladas.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You've heard that as well.
That's 100% fact.
Okay. I lived in South Texas
for 2 years. Do they do flour? Do they do corn?
Yeah.
What kind of, is it the green enchilada sauce or is it the red?
Well, if you get a good green enchilada, green chicken enchiladas are.
Doctor, my eyes.
Yeah, I fell in love with those when I was living in Texas. Green chicken enchiladas were just to die for.
I know that I'm hard.
Yes, sir. And corn tortillas.
Six of those and six Cayman Jacks, and
yes,
you're off.
You're off to the next level. But so you do agree?
Yes. That,
okay.
100%.
Okay.
It's kind of like at a steakhouse. I'll judge you by the way you make my filet.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the best cut of steak,
though. Yeah, it is. It is. But I never really heard about the enchiladas.
Enchiladas, baby. Or the authentic Mexican restaurants, they're tacos. Like San Antonio's, right?
Yeah,
like
right,
that,
yeah.
That. You don't go anywhere else.
I was at a party over the weekend. They had San Antonio's cater. It was awesome. Then somebody puked it in the yard.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What a waste.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
No, I'm starting the enchiladas. I'll bench the tacos, cut the burrito.
Okay, cool.
All right, margarita. Frozen, classic, or the skinny?
Yeah, I'm very particular about my margaritas, so classic I'm going to start with. Is the skinny frozen or on the rocks?
So this is how I explain skinny margaritas, how I drink them. I am not everyone here. So what I call a skinny margarita in the summertime, I like to take a nice little añejo, which is a tequila, right? A little bit of a rock, not a huge rock, but a medium-sized ice, and then squeeze a lime, fresh lime on it, and let it sit for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. That's what I consider a skinny margarita.
I'm in on that. I don't hate that at all.
Let it sweat a little bit. You get that citrus of the lime juice, but it doesn't dilute the whole tequila
taste. I would
ask you,
why are we ruining the tequila?
You could also do that. You're a straight guy. So, I mean, like, you like vodka up.
On the rocks. Yeah. It's either on the rocks or straight. I'm not a huge mixer guy unless it's club soda. But, yeah, that sounds good. So I'll bench that. I'll start the classic on the rocks margarita. No fillers, no processed fruit foods or anything like that. All natural ingredients, right? Okay. You use natural juices, natural lime juice, you know, natural agave, all that natural. It can't be processed crap because it does affect the way the margarita tastes. I know I'm picky. So classic, skinny, then frozen on that one. No salt. Is the skinny margarita still a thing? Do people still really offer that? I don't think I see that much anymore.
Yeah, I think we're done with that.
Well, it was probably like because it was like using aspartame or something like that. Yeah. Like, this is actually debunking your theory. Right. It's like saying, if I drink Diet Coke, I'll be fine. No.
It's like when remember those chips back in the day, the Olean and the Olestra chips that were making everybody poop their ass out.
Okay.
Wow. But boy, they're healthy for you. Everybody was puking and pooping.
Okay.
Yeah, classic frozen skinny.
Okay. Somebody says start, bench, cut. Pellet ice, ice cubes, or no ice? I love that Sonic pellet ice.
You see, I think it's the overrated ice, but it's better than no ice.
Okay.
So you're starting the ice cubes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it takes up a lot of volume in your glass, and it reduces the amount of beverage that you get.
The pellet ice?
Yes, it does. Wow. Think about it. Fill a cup with pellet ice. Fill a cup with regular ice. See which one more holds liquid.
Okay.
Which one more holds liquid? That was yesterday. Yeah. May the fourth be with you. I took like Yoda, do I? So do that. Just experiment. See which one carries more liquid. I think it's the one with the regular ice in it, but I could be wrong.
Well, I'm now purchasing ice because my ice machine's out and they're not going to replace
the worst.
It. So your boy's living the ice purchase.
When the ice machine goes out, you don't realize how much you rely on. That's one of those things you don't realize how much you use until it's not there.
And you're like, oh, dang it. I'm using this all the time.
Like, I remember as a kid, we had to fill up the ice cube trays and stick them in the freezer because nobody had an ice machine.
Mm. Some people say the skinny margarita does still kind of exist. Says that they use the agave syrup and lime instead of using margarita mix. Okay. Start, bench, cut. Fesco's I'm hard drop from today. Watson, yeah. Or Fesco laughing. I didn't know we had a Fesco laughing drop.
Watson, yes!
That's number one.
Watson, yeah.
Starting that one. I know that I'll cut the other two.
That's so funny.
I know that I'm hard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is Tuesday. All right. We go to the taco side of it. Taco Bell, Taco John's, Del Taco.
Well, for me, it's Del Taco starting, benching Taco John's, and cutting Taco Bell for the simple reason of I can't really get the other two as much as you can get Taco Bell.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't think I've had Del Taco.
Oh, I had a boss one time ordered the whole menu.
Oh, yes.
Whole menu, and then said, what would you like?
And for my meal.
And yeah, exactly.
Right.
Excuse me, you ordered the whole menu? Yeah, for me. Okay, John, I'll take one taco, please.
Yeah, so I guess I have to de facto cut it, even though I think I'd bench it over Taco John's if I had it once. Taco John's, eh.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound like you've been hanging out with my wife. She must have got to you.
Other than the Olay's, what do they got?
Tacos.
That's fine.
Carne asada, chicken, or beef?
I'll start the chicken, bench carne asada, cut the beef.
Agreed.
Okay. This one's going to be kind of funky the way I deliver this. Salsa types. The chunky salsa, the pure liquid salsa that's just like, you know?
Yeah.
Or the hybrid of both, like the hybrid, restaurant style.
Yeah. Hybrid is where I'm starting. Yeah, benching the pure liquid, I'll cut the chunky.
Because okay. I hate chunky salsa.
I do too.
Really? We grew up on paste.
That's
dude.
What I was just going to say. But we did too, Dusty. Okay?
And then we got Spanish Gardens because that would be like the liquid salsa.
That's the liquid salsa. Yeah, but the paste stuff, that's why I'm cutting. God. I mean,
New York City.
Yeah, keep it there. Like if Texas is claiming paste, I feel bad for Texas because that paste stuff, the paste picante sauce. Ugh.
Mac, I don't know what your preference is on tequila. So maybe these names are a little foreign to you.
Mm-hmm.
You want a Blanco, a Reposado, or a Mezcal?
I like to sing the Reposado. Reposado, why don't you pour me tequila?
That's by the Iglesias.
It is.
The Iglesias?
Yeah, you know Iglesias. How there's Blink 182?
Yeah.
I miss you.
That is funny. I'll start the Mezcal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like Mezcal.
You like that smoky tobacco taste?
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to start as well.
Yeah. Really? So you guys like Palomas with the Mezcal?
I do. Okay. Yeah. I'm a big Mezcal fan. I like it
a lot. I figured you'd be a big Paloma guy with the grapefruit
juice. It's great, yeah. It's fantastic.
I just can't do Mezcal. I feel like I took a drink of Mezcal. This smells like Mezcal.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Look, believe me, I know.
That guy's an idiot.
I'm surprised, Mac. I'm surprised you're saying Mezcal because not many people do.
It's a very acquired taste.
I like that smoky. Yeah.
I do too. I love it. I think it's fantastic just to sip on with maybe a lime, maybe not, just on some rocks. Maybe it's neat. Yeah. I don't care. So I'll start the Mezcal. I'll bench the Reposado, cut the Blanco.
I don't think I've had enough Reposado to know, so I'm going to cut it, but I'll bench the Blanco. I like them all, but I haven't had enough of the Reposado, honestly.
Start, bench, cut from the text line. One that doesn't break for the rest of your life. Washer, dishwasher, AC.
AC. I think that's the most expensive to replace.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you know it's coming. You're like, I set the house 72 and it's still 75. Yeah. Oh,
I know.
No.
We had it. We're like, it's gone.
I know what that means.
Gone. Air conditioning. What were the other ones? The washer would be another one, too. Because for my whole life, I pay for conveniences. I'm a sucker. Like, I would pay more in rent to have a washer dryer in my apartment.
Yes.
When I was, you know.
Oh, younger. Yeah.
100%.
Okay, good.
I'm not the only one thong.
On that.
What is this doing in here?
It was enough in college dealing with everybody's stuff. I just, you know.
Just because this one's so funny and bizarre, we'll do one more. Start, binge, cut. A weekend with Binkley at a ski lodge. A weekend with Carrington at an all-inclusive. Or a bachelor party with Fesco. After going to New York and getting this man away from his family, which is not a bad thing, you might want to go on a bachelor party with
Yeah,
Bob.
I would start that for sure. Mm-hmm. Bench Carrington and, yeah, I'm
Binkley and Ski Lodge would be kind of awesome.
Oh, I would start the Binkley Ski Lodge because it's not me. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to do a bachelor party with myself.
Just yourself, that's fair.
All inclusive with Carrington, you'd never see him. He'd be everywhere. He'd be
at other resorts thinking the all inclusive carried over to every resort on the street.
He'd say, the one I'm at's washed.
Yeah.
This one's good. Binkley to ski lodge. Hey, see her go down the slope? You can only imagine what's underneath those clothes, right? And we're just sitting in the hot tub.
I don't want to see Binkley in a hot tub, though.
Oh, I'd die for that.
Juice all over the place.
Mezcal rules. Yeah, I can't do it, man.
You know, it's an acquired taste, man.
I never acquired it.
No, most people don't. The amount of people that I know who actually like mezcal... Two of the three are probably in this room.
Damn.
Hey, we'll get back to what was last night.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
The team that you've all been champing at the bit to see perform the way they did here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for the Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jack Caglione, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Weekday morning starting at 6 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.